They're all the same. Sorry, ladies. All the same. Cut the ears, proper effort, and then you just don't give a shit.
Hello, patrons. Happy Monday. Welcome to the Q&A. It's Clear Tan here, not Sudge, and I'm joined by Mr. Hammers. How are you?
I'm all right, baby. You?
All good. All good. For Jarvo, we'll get straight in. Because who's in? Jarvo. Named in the pod title. Wow. I am truly honoured, guys. Thank you. Can't wait to listen.
I mean, I love you a lot, Jarvo. I couldn't think of fuck all, so that's why.
I thought that was a very nice touch. Right, let's get into the questions. FPL Roberto's in first. Would it make the game better if Sky introduced a third or fourth tier for passes, tackles, saves, shots?
Sky,
yep.
No, I don't think so. Because I think for passes, you're probably then most commonly limit it to the top teams. I think goalkeepers would be interesting. You see that sometimes where a keeper gets like 9 saves. And you're like, I want fucking more for that, bitch. Generally speaking, no. There's not many, too many players would have like 4 shots on target. So, no, I think the game's fine as it is.
Fair play. Coon's in. Will Ollie Watkins only ever get the nod over Harry Kane for England when Kane retires? Or could they play together in the same team?
Could they play together? Yeah, I mean, sure, against certain weak opponents where England going to have 75% of the ball and stuff, could you? Yeah, sure. Particularly perhaps if England are missing a creative player and there's more reliance on Harry to drop short and you want to keep someone at the top end. But no, they're not going to play together from the start. I can't really foresee that.
No, me either. Tom, FPL face-off. Would you like to see Harry Kane win a trophy with Bayern? I know it's petty, but I'd prefer to see him get relegated. Jesus. I just had a click on Tom's profile. He's sat there, the Spurs kid. So, that makes sense.
No, not really. I don't share that. I'd kind of rather it was out of the way rather than became a thing for him. But even just from an England perspective, like, get something won. I mean, hopefully, obviously, his drought will end with England winning the Euros would be amazing. Yeah. Then if he wins that, then yeah, fuck him in Germany. But no, I don't hold any resentment. Me, Ricky and Dad were talking about him again yesterday prior to the game. And I reiterated that, like, I think going back would be a mistake for us. There's some talk that maybe he's struggling in Germany, but I don't really see who would buy him this year or even be able to afford to. So I think next, I can see him maybe ending up, say, at City, not this summer, but say the next one, if, say, Haaland went to Madrid. So he probably needs a chain of something like that, maybe.
Are there pockets of Spurs fans that are, like, resentful towards him or not really? Like, hearing that comment about preferring to see him relegated.
Yeah, I'd say that, I mean, clearly, Tom feels like that, right? Tom isn't going to be the only one. I think it's probably, because so much has been made of us not winning stuff and him not winning stuff, probably like, oh, if he fucks off and he starts winning things, then it's justifiable. But yeah, he's joined one of the biggest clubs in the world, so there's every expectation that he would win something. I would kind of hate it for him to not ever win anything while he's out there, but at the same time also thinking it's part funny. I think it's okay to sit down the middle of that.
This is a good question. Joe Reed, which Premier League team would be the best at the classic schoolyard game, headers and volleys? That's tough. Do you ever play headers and volleys?
My instinct was to say Everton, but I can't finish for Toffee. Well, hey, ba-boom, I'm here all week. yeah, I definitely played headers and volleys, yeah. Definitely had the Tunnel of Death a few times.
What's Tunnel of Death?
Well, when you lost, you had to go through the Tunnel of Death and get beats. Why you... No?
Nah.
Just me.
That was too good.
Right, okay. So you were the one doing the beats, were you?
That's a great question. My instinct is one of the top teams just for like technical ability.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But I don't know who. Is it a cop out to just say City?
No, I don't think it is. Let's go with City.
Who's got the most technically astute players?
Especially Haaland with his bicycle kicks 6 foot in the air and stuff.
Yeah, imagine De Bruyne just pinging it to him every. Yeah,
Haaland. Yeah. City.
Oh, dear. Rob Pick. Bastard. You'll know why I'm saying this in a second. If you do the combined Man City, Arsenal Oh, sorry. Let me start that again. If you do the combined up Man City, Arsenal, Liverpool 11, is Clayton going to try and pick Ben White over John Stones like he did last year?
Don't know. You answer that.
Do you know what? And I did reply to this because I didn't know it would be me doing this pod. But at the time, when we did that pod, John Stones was injured. So I still stand by it for the context of when we did it. Would I do it now? No, of course not. Like, I rate John Stones. I've got a real like fetish for ball-playing defenders. I don't know. Since young, it's been an attribute in defenders I really like. And that's what I was really excited when Arsenal got White. For what it's worth, though, I do think Ben White is pretty underrated in terms of like what he's doing right now. He's playing like three roles in a game. I think he's the sort of player, if Guardiola had him, he'd really like him. I'd like your opinion on that, though.
I think you should stop digging your fucking grave and just answer the question.
I don't think that's digging a grave. Like I said, when we did the pod, Stones was injured.
Look, certainly I would like Ben White to be available for England. He's not going to be.
No.
Presumably that's Southgate's choice rather than Ben White's choice. So, yeah, I mean, I think he would go. Again, reflecting on the pod we did last week, someone who can play centre-back, right-back, midfield would be pretty fucking useful. Would I pick John Stones over him? Yeah,
of course. So would I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We can't do without John Stones this summer.
No. Kuhn, why do certain national team managers take four goalkeepers along for a tournament in a 23-player selection?
Do they? Who's done that?
Well, here we go. Roberto Martinez always did this for Belgium, and it did my head in. I was just going to say, until that last sentence, I couldn't recall that, but take your word for that.
No, I'm not saying it's not true. I can't think I've ever been aware of someone taking four goalkeepers, actually.
James Morrison.
Not in a tournament. I'm not saying there's not four called up in a squad, but four in a tournament. I'm not sure that's right. Sorry.
You know, on the three goalkeeper thing, because obviously we talked on that on the England pod, like, is that excessive in itself?
No, I think you've got to have three.
Does the third ever get used?
It's very rare. That's kind of we discussed. I would take someone like Trafford as the third with an eye on the future because it's so unlikely they're going to get used. But if you lost one, you can't just have... if one goalkeeper gets injured, you can't just have one left, can you, for the rest of the tournament.
Yeah, fair play. Jarvo, private plane, private yacht, private helicopter. You can only have one. Which one? Plane easy for me.
Private plane, private yacht, private helicopter.
Yeah.
Helicopter.
Why is that? So you can get to the away games?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew you. That would be that.
Yeah, I mean, I try and park a plane in Burnley. It's not fucking happening, is it? Yeah. Can I put a helicopter at the top of the hill? Yeah,
yours
maybe.
Yours is purely Tottenham.
Yeah, there, right? Of course. Yeah. Everything in my life is, so yeah.
Whereas mine is like, yeah, I just want to go to every country in the world possible, and I would love to do that on a private plane.
Okay. Yeah. Do you not want a yacht for that then?
No, do you know what? I've never been on a cruise, but I find the idea of them quite boring.
What, because you can't just...
I don't know, like when I go on holidays, I love walking around. I like I'm quite active as a person, right? The idea of just kind of sitting on a boat doesn't really... And I know they've got entertainment on them, but even like a private yacht, sure. Like I know it's cool, it's yours, like you have your own family, friends on there. But for me, just get me a private plane to take me wherever I want to go in the world so I can enjoy it. But three people have voted yacht on that one, so fair play.
Who voted for yacht?
It is Sweet Blues, Andrew Grondin and Aaron CPFC. Lewis Browning's with me on aeroplane. No one voted helicopter. You're on your own. So you got your own one.
Fine, cool.
Happy days.
I love the helicopter.
FPL Frog, how do we feel about Kieran Maguire appearing on Joey Barton's podcast and Jake Humphrey trying to monetize Paul Gascoigne's troubles by putting an interview with him behind a paywall without seemingly paying Gazza or giving him a cut? I feel like that's two different questions there. First one, how do you feel about Kieran Maguire appearing on Joey Barton's podcast?
Surprised.
I'm not aware of this.
No, me neither.
Okay.
I'm not aware that he has.
No.
And it surprises me if he has.
Yeah, okay. In the second half, have you seen this about...
I saw he went for Goldbridge on Twitter last night.
I've not seen that either. What do you mean he went for him? What did he do?
I don't know what happened. Someone posted it in one of the Slack channels earlier that he'd gone for Goldbridge. I don't know why, but he went for him. So... the second part, second Jake part. Humphrey and Gazza put in... I mean,
he basically put Gazza's interview behind a paywall.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of people on social media like attacking him, saying like it's potentially an interview that could shed some insight on how to deal with difficult things. Like, why would you put that behind a paywall sort of vibe? But again, that's...
Yeah, I mean, it also says, in fairness, it says seemingly not paid. We don't know that. I'm going to guess. Unless Gaz has come out and said, I didn't get paid for this.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right. It says without seemingly paying Gaza.
So. How do I feel about it? Excuse me.
I'll add context to why FPL Frogger said that. There's a clip doing the rounds of Jake Humphrey trying to get Jamie Oliver on his pod, and he basically said, we don't pay a fee. So I think that's probably why he's assumed Gaza wasn't paid.
Okay, fair enough. All right, cool. Okay, there's a line here. Is that right? Maybe not. No. Is it up to Jake Humphrey and his team if they want to put that behind the paywall? It's up to them, isn't it? The bad publicity probably is good publicity, because any publicity at the top end of is good publicity, even if it's bad a lot of the time. So, would I have listened to it either way? No.
Really? I quite like interviews like that. Is it because of Jake Humphrey you wouldn't listen to it, or it's potentially...
I mean, for me, like, probably time. Okay. With Paul, you want to only... I think because he means a lot emotionally to me, I'd only want to hear him when he's positive.
Sure.
When he's doing his stories, rather than getting deep into negative stuff. I'm not saying that's even necessarily what it is, but I'm going to guess...
Yeah.
It's probably gone down quite a deep rabbit hole, and I don't find that comfortable with Paul.
Fair enough. Fair play. Rob Pick, how many minutes do Jordan Henderson and Calvin Phillips play in the group stages of the Euros?
270.
Damn.
Would you be surprised? Yeah.
Are you serious?
Would you be surprised?
I would with 270.
No.
I think
it's going to depend on the fitness of others. Let's be real and honest about it. I'm pretty sure Henderson will go.
Same.
For Gareth. I don't know about Phillips at the moment. I can see Henderson certainly starting the tournament for England. So, yeah, 180. Yeah. Phillips on the lower scale of it, if he's in the squad, 45 or so.
Yeah, similar for me. Rob's in with another one. Excuse me. Just watched the highlights. You put highlights in air quotes of Ajax versus Aston Villa, and this question came to mind. No idea why. Have you ever fallen asleep at a football match?
No.
Do you know what? Neither have I, but I was at the Euros final, right? England-Italy. There was a guy 3-4 rows in front of me, absolutely bladdered. He was asleep for the whole game in an England top.
I've seen other people asleep at games because of that, yeah.
Can you imagine waking up from a Euros final the next morning, like, who won?
Well, presumably you know before you left the ground.
Mate, he was so out of it, I don't think this guy would have recalled anything of what happened. He was asleep the whole game.
What's the fucking point?
When it went raucous for Shaw's goal, I looked at him and this guy was still passed out.
What's the fucking point?
No, mad. Danny McDonald, commenting on Rob's second question, if we had the away goals rule, then Villa probably set up a bit more adventurously. So that's not really a question, more of a statement.
Yeah, we discussed this on away goals a couple of weeks ago, so I don't think it's worthwhile covering it again. I'd said it needs a few years of looking at it across not just one season, but a number of years to see if it is really affecting the competition badly.
Yeah. FPL Hall of Fame, game week 30 and 31, Botman versus Robinson. I'm torn on who's a better pick. I'd be wildcard 32 latest, I think.
You're going to have to remind me of Fulham's game week 31 fixture. I'm pretty sure for Newcastle, that's West Ham and Everton at home. Fulham are at Sheffield United in 30. I forget who they've got in 31.
Forest away.
I think that the benefit there goes to Newcastle with two home games.
Cool. James Morrison, board draws between Ajax and Villa accepted. Are the Thursday night European competitions more interesting nowadays than the all too predictable Champions League?
It depends. I mean, take this year as an example. Some pretty big teams in that Europa League. I mean, there's two in Liverpool and Bayer Leverkusen, who if you put them in the Champions League rather than Europa League, I think the Champions League quarterfinal lineup potentially looks very different.
Yeah.
Suddenly you're going there going, whoa, the majority of the teams here is going to be really fucking tough. Whereas I don't think it quite feels that way at the moment. So I think there's possibly an element of that. There's two exceptional teams who are in, it's not the wrong competition because that's the competition they obviously play in because of what they did last year. But the two teams there would be capable of winning the Champions League if they were in it. So I do think there's probably an element of that at the moment.
Yeah, I definitely found Tuesday and Wednesday night's games boring, like to the point where, so I was watching Bayern Lazio half-time, jumped on Pro Clubs with my mates because I found it boring. Wednesday, Real Madrid, Leipzig, jumped on Pro Clubs with my mates. And like even when we were doing the UCL Fantasy Pod and we were previewing all of the games, like most of them it was like, I think we'll predict that, predict that, predict that. I think there was one you went, I'm going to say rogue on, but it wasn't rogue. It was just different to the popular narrative.
Napoli.
It was. Napoli. That was it. Napoli, Barca. So, yeah, I can see where he's coming from on that.
Yeah, I mean, excuse me. The group stages, 13 of the 16 teams you can predict will fucking go through most of the time. And with the quarterfinalists, you're going to know 6 of the 8 winners probably.
Yeah.
And that's why they want to revamp the competitions, right?
I don't hate the new format.
We'll see.
Yeah. James has got another question, which he says, this is probably a Tottenham/Arse question. It's around ticket pricing. Are you going to cover that on Tottenham/Arse, or do you want the question now?
Tell us the question, okay. I'll say.
What do you think about Spurs season ticket pricing, particularly the policy that they are going to cap the number of OAP concessions in future? Seems to...
Money in football.
Cool. James, tune into Money in Football, my friend. Jarvo, favourite gladiator from the 90s TV show and favourite from the 2024 series if you watched?
I don't even know if I could name one other than Wolf.
I've never seen either of them.
Fucking baby.
No, nah, wait. But it's just...
Who was the hot girl? Was it Jet or something?
I have no idea. I've just seen the film Gladiator. That's it.
I couldn't tell you any of the names of the ones now. I have watched a couple of them. Yeah, Harry doesn't mind it.
Oh, that's cute.
He thinks that's funny with the Travelator. I couldn't tell you a name of any of them now.
Well, Rob Pick answered.
Is Lightning another one in the old one? I can't remember.
Rob just said, if the answer isn't Jet to part one, you're lying.
Okay, there you go. See, I'm winning.
Harry G, how much would you have to get paid to take an Anthony Joshua right hand? Do you watch the fight?
Oh, my God. I mean, I've seen the knockout. Jesus Christ. Fuck it. Yeah.
Like, to the point where I was actually a bit concerned after a few minutes.
I felt like a bit of a boxing expert because I was talking to Suja the other week. It might have even been on last Monday's Q&A about he
I
was
agree
like,
with
I really.
What you said, though.
About he was saying he really thought Ngannou was going to win. I don't know shit about fucking boxing, but it's like, well, AJ can see what this guy's about now.
Yeah.
He's got the benefit of that, whereas I think Fury, he didn't turn up in the right condition and stuff, did he?
Yeah.
So, yeah, look, good positive for AJ, but I don't know. I give less and less of a shit about boxing, I have to say.
Oh, I enjoy it. Obviously, I'm training myself. Well, not right now because of my knee injury, but yeah, I really enjoy it. There was a guy in the pub I was in shadow boxing.
Okay. I boxed the guy in front of me yesterday at Villa Park.
You did say, yeah. Do you want to tell it again here or people listening to the main pod?
No, it's no point.
John Jaco. Would you rather have no eyebrows or your missus to have hairy armpits?
I'm going to get cancelled here, aren't I?
If you say what I think you're going to say, possibly.
The way I look is way more important.
Oh, okay. That's not cancelable. I feel like you tweaked your answer, possibly. But
maybe.
At uni,
she don't give a fucking shit no more, mate. They're all the same. Sorry, ladies. All the same. Cut the ears, proper effort, and then you just don't give a shit. Sucking out ears.
So what's your answer?
I'll have my eyebrows, thank you.
Yeah. At uni, we had a rule where if you passed out with your shoe on, we had free rein to shave eyebrows off. And
why would you pass out with your shoe off?
Shoes on.
Yeah, but why would you have your shoes off?
Oh, yeah, I don't know, to be honest. It was just a rule that came up. I just never questioned it. But it gave like three guys, Reese, Panny and Pedro, they all passed out. And yeah, they did not look pretty without their eyebrows. So,
oh, bad times.
Yeah. I would also go for the no eyebrows, though. FPL Roberto, who's the poshest person you know? I don't really know many posh people.
My wife.
Is she posh?
She thinks she is.
Where's she from? Is she North London?
Where's she from? Some fucking out of fucking universe planet, because there's no one fucking like her.
Can't believe
she was born here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Who's the poshest person I know? I'm
trying to think if anyone in the... Malcolm downstairs is quite posh.
Yeah, he's an elderly gentleman, isn't he?
Yeah.
Posh.
Oof. There's a girl I went to uni with called Elizabeth King from Cambridge. She's very posh, actually.
Okay. Poshest person I know. I don't think I do.
All right, I'm going KM. I don't think, really.
Yeah, my wife, yeah. She thinks she's not. She's a tramp. She thinks she's
Jesus
posh.
Jesus Christ. Bloody hell. All right,
fair she's play. Eating them fucking minstrels, I swear.
Right, next one. You'll be able to do this. John Jaco. Out of all of the correspondents, who would win in the following?
Oh, God.
Let's do it one at a time. 100-meter race.
Oh. 100-meter race.
Johnny Pringle gives me fast vibes.
Pringle was one of the ones I was considering, yeah. I was trying to think young, 100 meters.
Tom?
Med.
Yeah.
As if I've got another one.
You said young, maybe, and he popped into mind.
Maybe Tom's...
Jack, looks like he's in good shape.
Jack, maybe.
Yeah.
Jack. Yeah, Jack Turner, maybe.
Go on, pick one. I'm going Johnny.
100 meters. Yeah, Johnny, I think.
All right.
Yeah.
There's three more categories here. Second one, general knowledge quiz.
I'm not going to say Ricky. General knowledge. Oh, who would win a general knowledge quiz? Yeah. As in, like, who's the brightest?
Mark Sevens. I reckon Adam Pritchard's up there. He seems.
Oh, Adam's very astute. Not Ricky on that one either. Yeah, Adam's a good shout. What kind of? I think the two Garys as well.
Yeah.
I go with Adam. That's the poshest person I know. It's fucking Pritchard.
He's very well spoken, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Sorry, Adam. Right. I know Adam will be listening as well. Fuck him.
I like his new hair look as well.
Oh yeah,
mate, he pulled it off. Though. He looks fucking hot.
He's gone fucking all Paul Gascoigne in 1995, hasn't he?
He's actually pulled it off, I think.
He does look all right. I saw him. He was at summit the other day, on his tie. He looked smart. Yeah, he did.
All right. Final two categories on the correspondence: drinking the most alcohol.
Oh, that's gonna be same. It's gonna be one of the guys who travels regularly. So like a Jack or a Johnny again, I think.
Does Ricky like a beer? I know you went on his stag do.
Yeah, Ricky didn't really drink yesterday. No, because he was driving at the end, so he probably had one beer. Drinking. What about Tomo?
Tomo's name was just on my lips there.
He's too far away for me to know if he's just sitting there knocking back brandy on a Friday night. No idea.
Does Si like a drink?
I think it's going to be, Rory. Fuck, hello, Rory.
Does Rory like a drink?
It was fucked up at the live show, weren't he?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that I reckon one of the guys who does the regular travelling. So I reckon even someone like Sam might be a dark horse, you know.
Okay.
He does travels enough with Brighton, yeah. Doesn't he?
I can't picture Sam getting
leather though. No, I'm gonna say Jack again, actually.
Okay.
I reckon.
Jack's winning. And then final one.
I reckon Johnny, because he's properly settled and everything now. He's going lame with it. Sorry, John. I'm going to go Jack.
Right, final one. Who's the strongest?
It used to be me. Fucking wouldn't be now. Strongest?
No, but okay, that's not the question. Bench press competition.
Ricky be a candidate.
Yeah, I think he
well, he used to box,
well,
yeah. I think Johnny again, actually.
Any of them units? Is Johnny quite well built?
Yeah. I bet Johnny a couple of times, yeah. Handsome fucker as well.
He is a handsome guy, yeah.
Si as well, I think.
I reckon Ricky, you know, bench press.
Yeah, he probably could, I think.
I enjoyed that question. I thought that was good.
Yeah, cheers.
FPL Hall of Fame. Are Brentford the most frustrating team to play against when you need a goal? I think they're up there, yeah. It's quite hard to break them down.
Yeah, you've got to go into psyche playing them just different, I think, to almost any other team. It's a different case, but like with Everton, it's like you know what the big threat is. It's the set plays. So you psyche yourself for that sort of thing first. But yeah, it probably is there. Every week, it's like whoever struggles against them. So it was like, obviously West Ham didn't recently, but to say you struggled at the weekend is unfair, but you know what I mean?
I think we did, yeah.
You're borderline whether you're going to get the winner or not. Yeah. You listen to the Wolves guys playing them a couple of weeks ago, before that, my team as well, and you're getting the same vibes, like, they're frustrating. So yeah. Guess what? If they're frustrating, they're doing their job quite
exactly,
well.
Exactly, yeah. Kuhn, who would you hit out in game week 31 to get Haaland back, Tony or Watkins? Assuming you would keep the other until game week 38. Oof.
Well, I don't think you should assume on keeping a player like... Neither Tony or Watkins are going to have a double in the running, right?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be assuming that you're keeping either. Timing-wise, it's a massive gamble, but the right answer might be Watkins.
All right, happy days. Jarvo, great money in football pod this week. Are we now saying that the CFO / financial director is the most important person at Premier League clubs?
CFO?
Yeah, is that chief financial officer?
I don't know.
So to be fair, he's actually just put the acronym CFO / FD. I assumed FD was financial director and CFO's chief financial officer. Okay. Jarvo, is that one for Suj when he's back on, maybe? I haven't listened to money in football yet.
Maybe, but I don't know if you can say the most important person at the club. I don't think so, but obviously it's a way more important role now. Yeah. You look at how close Wolves are projected to be. We're talking a couple of million, but in football terms, it's not a lot of fucking money, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you've got to be on it.
Yeah, Jarvo, stick that one back in. I would like Suj's take on that as well. Mark E, are there any advantages for England having Kane playing in Germany rather than the English Premier League this season? Is the league less physical? Do you think having him outside the Goldfish Bowl of London also helpful to ensuring he remains mentally fresh for the challenges ahead for England?
Are there positives of him playing there? I think it can be some subtle things like... he'll know all the dressing rooms. Just little things like that.
Do you think that makes a difference?
I don't know if players give a shit or not. Some will and some won't, I suppose. Some will be very precise about how they plan for a game and stuff. And you say, this is a big change room. It's a little change room. Whatever. Some will just rock up and just won't give a shit. Won't even know we're fucking playing, probably.
Do you think anything in the physicality of the league has an impact on his freshness? I can't confess to have been watching too much to know how intense it is this season.
I think that it's probably the league that we compare most to ours, so I don't think that would be a huge difference. I think overall, the standard level, generally speaking, will be higher across our league. It's not to be critical of the Bundesliga at all. Are there more, what did they win, 8-1 at the weekend? Like, are there more games like that out there? It seems like there might be. I feel like they won a game 7-0 earlier this season, yet they're not even top, right?
Yeah.
So I think with Harry... it's more about how he feels leading that team going into the tournament. And, you know, mentality-wise, he's going to be on it. He's probably more with him because he's quite slow in terms of recovering from injuries. He's not really had an injury now, basically sort of 2.5 years, really. He's not missed any significant time. So he should be in a good place going into the summer. I suppose there's only things in terms of, like, the stadiums might be a little bit useful, perhaps, for some other teammates who might require that sort of info.
Rob Pick, where are my Mohamed Kudus points?
They're there on Sunday for you. Yeah. Next one.
All right. Good luck with that. Therapy, Stian, hope you're good, mate. Jake Paul versus Tyson. Pointless money grab from both or legitimately an interesting matchup? My thoughts to start you off. I get why Tyson wants to shut him up for good. Paul is in his prime and should seek to be smashed by an active boxer.
I'll let you cover that because I couldn't give a toss, mate.
Oh, I think it's money grabbing, of course, but I'm intrigued to watch it. It's Mike Tyson. Like, yeah, I want to see, has he still got that sweet hook? Yeah, I think it's definitely a pointless money grabbing thing, but I'll still be tuning in on my dodgy box to watch it.
Right, I won't be.
Fair play.
Like 4 o'clock in the morning or something?
Probably, yeah. I don't actually know when it is, to be fair.
Nah.
have you ever seen the film Braveheart?
Yes.
Okay. Stian's next question.
You'll never take our freedom.
I'm so glad you said that. Would either of you stop having sex if you involuntarily screamed out your rivaling football team?
Oh, piss off.
In brackets, freedom, Braveheart style, every time you hit climax. P.S. This includes wanking. imagine every... I watched Friends with Benefits last night and the guy sneezes every time he climaxes. Imagine replace the sneezing with yelling out freedom.
Was that Timberlake with Mila Kunis?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be sneezing. You're young, I'm going to let you answer that because I don't care no more.
Nah, fuck it, bring it on. Like, I mean...
You'll happily shout out Tottenham every time you climax, yeah?
Fuck it, I don't want to give up sex. I'm 28 years old. Got my whole life ahead of me. It doesn't mean I need to do it with passion.
Yeah, I don't need sex no more. Fuck it.
Jarvo, what sort of gun is an R-blaster?
It's the new boy at Sheffield United, isn't it?
Oh, right.
Well, he's not a new boy, a young kid. Okay. It's a great name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it Oliver? Oliver R-blaster. Sure. Great name. If he was German or something, you'd be like, porn star,
What sort of gun do you think he is then? Gives me rifle.
Rifle, what? Rifle.
Harry G, who are the team/players to target in a game week 30 wildcard and what would the difference be to 31? That's a good question because I said on the main pod, I'm not even sure myself what I'm doing. I think key difference, obviously, the City-Arsenal game, isn't it?
Yes. So maybe less Tottenham 31. I think you still want spreads of sort of Newcastle, Chelsea, Everton, but then it's in Everton away in 30, Everton away 31. It's more of a longer term thing. Maybe a case for a bit more like Tony more in 31 than 30, which is quite ironic because a lot of people will buy him this week. I don't think it'd be huge differences because I think if you really want enough Arsenal at the end, you can still wildcard and just bench it at City if that's what you want to do. There's so many good enabling players, your Palmers, your Garnachos, etc. You don't have to be in a position where you've got to play a Saka. And you want to bench him at City, bench him at City. Yeah. So I don't think huge differences. I think in terms of the preference for which one do you do it in is going to come down to way more of what do you got rather than what do you want to get.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I'm probably going to have 11 players playing at home in game week 30.
Yeah.
And they're going to be decent. I'm not wildcarding under that circumstance. I'm going to have treble Tottenham at home to Luton. I'm going to have treble Villa at home to Wolves. I'm going to have double City at home to Arsenal. I'm going to have a couple of other teams who have got decent home fixtures. I'll be buying Palmer or Gusto.
Yep.
So, it waits till 31 for me.
Cool. Brad Lewinden. After our experience in Rome, I'm curious to hear about James's experience following Spurs away in Europe. Where has he felt the most uneasy/scared, and where did he have the best experience with opposition supporters? See, Brad messaged one of his mates got stabbed.
Yeah.
That's fucking mad.
We played, we've never played Roma. We played Lazio in 2012, yes, that's correct, 12 in Europa League group stage. And I know it was, I don't think anything particularly bad happened, but I know there was a lot of concern in the build up to it. Unfortunately, despite being a brilliant city, so nearly everyone who's been there tells me it does sound like a shitty place for the football, Rome, in terms of dangerous. But I saw a few guys that said that they'd been out there and not had problems, so quite often. You can just be unlucky. In terms of, what was the question, scared?
Well, there was two parts to it. Where were you most uneasy and scared? And then the second one was, where did you have the best experience with opposition supporters?
Best experience by distance by Munich.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good as gold. Everywhere,
sharing
in Germany.
Drinks vibes, having a chat?
Yeah, we sat in a bar in Munich and speaking to Germans. Great.
Yeah, I like that.
We were. You didn't have to. It was safer doing it there than you would have been probably most places here in this country. So, love Germany. So, I mean, that one specifically, I think Munich was safe as no problem at
Did
all.
Did you go to Marseille?
Was that a bad one? Right. No, didn't go to Marseille.
What's the worst one?
Unease. It's interesting. The worst experiences I've had have more been police.
Okay.
Like Barcelona, fucking horrendous. Standing there with fucking like machine guns pointing at you. For fucking what? Yeah. For what? Because I want to go and watch my fucking team play a football match. Bonk. It's proper mental, mate. They're like antagonizing a situation to make it way fucking worse than it needed to be.
Yeah.
The most uneasy I've ever felt, it's truthfully, was Champions League final.
Okay.
Just having the tickets in my pocket. Yeah. And knowing what the fucking value of them was. Yeah. I just walked around the whole fucking day with my hand in my pocket. Yeah. Weren't fucking going nowhere.
I do that for normal away games. Let alone a Champions League final.
So that's the most uneasy I've felt. I did have a bit of a vibe in Amsterdam, actually, as good as it was. I don't know. It got to when we all got back in the city afterwards, because they basically shut the fucking city down.
Yeah.
I don't know. You just had a vibe. Something was in the air. Like it was.
I can understand that, to be fair.
It was going to. Someone was going to react to something.
Was there any trouble that night?
I don't think so. No. Massive, because I think they shut fucking everything. Yeah. They pretty much cleared the Ajax out of the city and put the Tottenham back in the city and was like, yeah, everything's shut. It's up to you what you fucking do.
Yeah.
It was a little vibe in the air that night. Not that I saw anything. But, yeah, main trouble's mainly been with police rather than actual support. Like, Barcelona fans are not a fucking problem, are they? It's fucking police, man.
Fair play. Sweet Blues. How was the burger, James? Oh, I really want a smash burger now.
It was all right. It wasn't big as I wanted.
Smash burgers are quite small though. I had one a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
They're fucking delicious though.
If you get a double.
Yeah, I got a double with bacon when I had
one. Yeah, this wasn't. Yeah, I fucked up.
Out of 10?
6. It was alright. I just wanted a lot more meat. Why are you laughing?
I ain't saying nothing. Therapy, Stian. So perhaps a strange one, but I'll ask regardless. Would you lads ever consider an investment tier? You get the idea. That's one for you and Suj, I guess.
Wow. like a shares in Planet FPL. Suj will consider anything.
Yeah.
So ask him.
Yeah. I'd be interested.
But you kind of all are investing anyway. You don't own any of the business.
Yeah, I remember when you guys.
I think that's probably more what the question is laced at.
Yeah, I remember when you guys covered like NFTs and crypto like 2-3 years ago, and Suj said something then about like potentially owning things. Like he wasn't suggesting to do it, but like the models that other content creators are going down the route of is like you own shares and you get things like NFTs. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I think that's another one.
Not fucking NFTs.
No, I was just using that as the example of like what other people are doing in terms of what you get for investments other than shares and stuff. So it'd be interesting to see what Suj says about that as well. Yeah, stick that one back in, mate.
It's Dan, email him.
Yeah.
Yeah, just fucking email him and say, I want to buy the business.
final few. Kuhn, kudos Morgan Gibbs-White or Harry Wilson for a 1-week punt? I think I'd go Gibbs-White.
Yeah, maybe. Based on my assertion that I think Forrest might win.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Gibbs-White.
That's tough, though. Yeah, Gibbs-White for both of us, it sounds like. Gary Fantomantle, two-part question, both related. Are there any plans for an end-of-season meetup? Also, I didn't realise the Champions League final was at Wembley. In brackets, why would I have... And is the week after the cup final. I didn't think UEFA allowed the Champions League final pitch to be used for 2 weeks before the game, or have I made that up? So first one, I guess, any plans for an end of season meetup?
I don't know, is the honest answer. I have an idea of something for the day before the final game of the season.
Okay.
But it's a TBC because my wife just might say no.
That's my birthday weekend.
Is it?
19th of May, final day of the season.
How old are you going to be?
29. Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, yes, I recall this now. Yes, yes. I hope you have a shit dreadful fucking birthday. Yeah,
thank you, mate.
Yeah. No offence. No offence.
None taken.
No offence. Like, I don't even mind if you win that, though. There you go. just the 3 points, though. Yeah, cool.
Nothing more.
Boring, flat atmosphere. You won 2-0 and it's crap. There's nothing. Or even better, you blow it.
I genuinely feel like this could either be, I know it's going off tangent here to Gary's question, but yeah, it could either be the best birthday of my life or one of the worst.
I hope Everton need the points. Anyway,
to Gary's questions.
What's the question?
End of season meetup. You said you're not sure yet. Was there anything
more? It'd probably be something. Okay. But I don't know. Plus, we're going to go away the week in between the FA Cup and the Champions League final, I want to say. Sure. So there won't be any content that
week. Well, that's part of the second question. So FA Cup finals, obviously, at Wembley. Then a week later, Champions League finals at Wembley. And Gary's asked... he didn't think UEFA allowed the Champions League final pitch to be used 2 weeks before the game.
Yeah, I think that's correct. It might be that because of the fuck up with St. Petersburg, was meant to have the Champions League final, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It might have thrown shit out of sync. Maybe.
Okay.
That might be a far-fetched theory, incorrect. But yes, the question is correct in the sense of, yes, I'm pretty sure UEFA do determine that a pitch isn't used for 2 weeks before. Does it make fucking any difference if it's used 1 week before?
Change my answer from earlier in terms of general knowledge quiz to Gary. How the hell do you even know that bit of information?
Well, I knew it.
Yeah, but how do you guys know this stuff? Yeah, do you know what?
Because we listen and we pay attention.
If you were...
And we don't care if our women have hairy armpits.
Fair enough. Kuhn, are Kulusevski or Brennan Johnson worth considering over Maddison for the next two game weeks? You did kind of touch on Brennan in the main pod.
Yeah, I think Brennan's quite an interesting one for free hitters. But as I also alluded to, I think the situation could quite easily change again over the weekend. So that for game week 30, Werner's back in the team, for example. So, no, I think Johnson will play at the weekend after yesterday, but that might change again as quickly as the next game week. That's how it feels to me.
Final question of the show. Chris O. Is it preface or preface this by saying, my rank has ballooned this week from around 750k to almost 1.1 mil.
Boom.
Do you think top?
How do you drop that far this week when no one's got any fucking points?
Bad, unlucky.
What did you score?
Yeah, I don't know. That's bad. Unlucky. But do you think top 600k is attainable this year if I still have free hit in brackets next week, wildcard and bench boost available? Ranks still seem very bunched together. 100% that is.
Of course.
With free chips, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's doubles, blanks. It's that kind of season. You engage, you make ground.
Happy days.
No problem.
No dramas, Chris.
Plus, as well, with respect, you've lost, 400k in 1 week?
Yeah, you make like 500 next.
Exactly.
Yeah. Happy days. That's a wrap.
Cheers. Thanks, Chris.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you, patrons. Have a good week. Stay safe. Ciao for now.
Cheers, patrons. Cue music, please. Manchild. Fantasy Football Show.